It's the podcast. Well, it's the podcast, the yearbook. It's the yearbook podcast is what we should have said. This is off to a good start. I'm your host, Doug. Flight attendants and nurses are welcome. This is available almost anywhere. Says in the yearbook at hotmail.com to contact us. Did you know that Arizona State has a men's ice hockey program? You can be honest. I mean, raise your hand or just the self-satisfaction if you knew that Arizona State is in big-time ice hockey. Arizona State has made, in only its fourth year as an ice hockey program, has made the NCAA tournament for hockey after that was announced. That's amazing. Now, obviously, Penn State is also an amazing story. There was a school that started a hockey program. But Arizona State, obviously, in a very non-traditional hockey market, although in the 60s, Pennsylvania was a non-traditional hockey market. But Arizona State's a startup program. For the purposes of time, it's a startup program. They had a club team for a very, very long time, a successful team. But for the purposes of time, Arizona State, only in its fourth year as a team, as a hockey team. And they had had, from memory, I think they'd had some bizarre endings. All the growing pains that come with being a big-time hockey team or developing a big-time hockey team. Arizona State had some growing pains. They had, I think at the end of one season, they ended one season being shut out three or four consecutive games. I think another season ended disappointingly where it was with all losses, and all the losses, the last, what, three, four losses, something like that, all came by the exact same score. So Arizona State, with some growing pains, on their way to the tournament. Did you know that Arizona State is Division I? This Division I thing, this if a college is Division I or not, is kind of like trying to find a TV channel. I mean, it's not really the same because if you don't follow college sports, you don't care. But, you know, in this day and age, you know, did you watch that thing? No, I didn't see it. I couldn't find the channel. In this day and age, if you don't know the channel, even if you don't know how to use Google or Bing, it just comes up. Just start typing what channel is, you know, on satellite or whatever, and it'll come up. You'll be able to find the channel. And the is a school Division I thing. It's not the same, but it just struck us as kind of the same, where it's like, is Eastern Illinois Division I? You know Eastern Illinois is Indiana Division I. If you Google that, so yeah, sometimes it comes up, probably not for Indiana, but you type in is Indiana University, and Google will autofill Division I. So that just struck us, like not knowing if a school is big time or not. Is Butler Division I? That kind of struck us like that TV thing. But yes, Arizona State is Division I. They are on the same level as Minnesota, the same level as Harvard, the same level as recent national champion Providence, the same level as recent national champion, Union? Union. RPI didn't. It was Union that recently won the national title. Arizona State is on the same level. The Arizona State Sun Devils made the damn NCAA hockey tournament. That is incredible. This was supposed to be the first story about Buffalo basketball, but then Arizona State made the damn NCAA tournament. Buffalo lost its men's basketball coach to Alabama, which is disappointing. This is not about, oh, how could Nate Oates leave? It happens all the time, and you can't hold it against someone for wanting to make more money. It's also not about, oh, the plight of the small schools, although how many small school coaches don't stay and then wish they had. This was a case where it looked like there was a very good reason, a bunch of very good reasons, actually, for Coach Oates to stay. If you're not familiar, Oates took over at Buffalo, SUNY Buffalo, or State University of New York at Buffalo for long. If you ever watch a documentary and they say I went to SUNY, or somebody says in their bio, I matriculated at SUNY, or on 60 Minutes is like, well, when I was a student at SUNY, that's what they're talking about, S-U-N-Y, the State University of New York. So the State University of New York at Buffalo is where Coach Oates coached. He arrived in 2015, and in four seasons, he made three NCAA tournaments, pulled off a huge upset of Arizona last year, and beat Arizona State, not the same school, this year. The Bulls were also highly ranked this season. Now, there's been a lot of debate about should Buffalo be in the very expensive big-time football business, despite the success of Khalil Mack. Yes, that's where Khalil Mack came from. Stay on point. We can't. Don't you love that at the gym when somebody's talking about like a big-time football player and they're like, I remember watching him at Florida. You could tell then that that guy was going to be a tremendous pro when you watched his games at Florida. He went to Ball State. Anyway, there's been no debate about should Buffalo be in the big-time basketball business. The Bulls also play in the MAC, not a power league, but something above a small-time league. Schools can get ranked and have tournament success, I should say, in the MAC. And Buffalo proved that again this year. Now, I have no idea about any behind-the-scenes dealings, but Oates this year was able to put together a really strong team by any standards. Oates also made a lot of money. All college head coaches make a lot of money, but there are guys who make way below what everyone else makes. This was not the case with Coach Oates, who, had he stayed, would have made more than $800,000 a year. Now, just prior to the season, Oates also reportedly bought a nearly $1 million home that faces Canada. So money, stability, recruiting, competitive, and Canada were not problems at Buffalo. While in Alabama, basketball is way second to football and rarely makes any noise. On its face, staying at Buffalo was actually, in this case, realistic. But Alabama, the basketball non-factor, paid its last coach close to $3 million a year. So that was probably the end of that. Ironically, Buffalo may have been undone by the Bulls' upset of Arizona that we mentioned in the 2018 tournament. Alabama's athletic director was previously Arizona's athletic director, except Greg Byrne left Arizona for Alabama a year before the Bulls upset the Wildcats. Plus, is it actually ironic when smaller schools' tournament success always leads to their coaches departing? Is that still irony? Tennessee's second-round men's game with Iowa has an odd history that you may already know. In March of 2014, Tennessee faces Iowa in the play-in round of the NCAA tournament. Yes, that's what we called it. That was March of 2014, and the Vols defeated the Hawkeyes in overtime. In a complete coincidence, the following January, early January 2015, Tennessee and Iowa were matched up in a football game, the Tax Slayer Bowl. For Tennessee, it was uh-oh. Is it difficult to beat a school twice in a row in two different sports? I'm sure there's been research on one school's overall complete dominance of another. But anyway, for Iowa, we don't know the research. For Iowa, anyway, it was revenge. Blast Tennessee in football for what happened in basketball. The opposite happened. Even though they weren't completely outclassed, Iowa looked completely outclassed. It was just obliterated by the Vols. That game was a lot more of a blowout than the 45-28 final score would indicate. Then came Sunday this year, the third matchup of two teams that do play each other, but almost never. Thus, the it's going to be incredibly difficult to break a streak theory was in play. That theory holds that when one team has been luckless forever, snapping that streak is going to take a heroic effort. Think the New York Rangers finally winning the Stanley Cup, but it all coming down to the last second of the seventh game, which it did. And sure enough, Iowa fell behind by 25. They weren't going to make it easy on themselves. Only one team had ever fallen behind by 25 in the NCAA tournament and won. Iowa then erased that 25-point deficit, making Tennessee fans think again, it's cosmic karma. Our two-game, two-sport winning streak over the Hawkeyes is going to cost us our breakout season. Was it all worth it? Iowa, though, actually wound up losing. In overtime, again, their third loss to Tennessee in three games over 5 years, covering two sports.